League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're back. We're both back.
Yeah. How was your 4th of July?
It was great.
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd you do?
I returned from the Bahamas.
Okay. How was the Bahamas?
Beautiful.
Yeah. All over the Bahamas, or were you in one? Were you in Nassau?
I don't remember.
Is that good? Somebody was drinking some Bahama Mamas or something.
Not even. Listen, I went on a mother-daughter cruise with my daughter and some of her longtime friends who, you know, dance, Girl Scouts, and the mom. So it was,
okay.
It was, and all I wanted was to sleep in the sun and not have to cook. Like, that's vacation.
Did you get that
to me.
At least? Did you get
Absolutely.
That? Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
So it was great.
I was in Montreal for the jazz festival.
Yes.
All five of us were there.
Nice.
And it was cool.
You did that before and you put that
on
the
map.
Yeah, you put that on the map for me. I was hoping we'd do something like that as a family this year, but they weren't really interested.
Nah.
So
hang out with mom in a French speaking country. Nah.
Yeah, they just didn't get excited about it.
So I was surprised. Like, it's very, very hard to get my 16, 18, and 20 year old to agree on anything. And even harder to get them to want to hang out with their dad. Or their mom.
Yeah.
So like the fact that they were all interested, I was like, oh yeah, we're in.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
So that was part of the inspiration though, because when y'all did this before, I was like, that's drivable, trainable.
Arts, culture, music,
things
food.
To do. Yeah.
Listen, maybe next year.
Or maybe just, maybe Alex and I'll go.
Yeah.
Because we don't have anything planned yet for our anniversary, so.
That sounds lovely.
Matt,
your anniversary is this month.
Yeah. The 21st.
21st.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. 21st.
7/21.
2000.
2000. It's a beautiful year.
Same year our analyst Tyler was born.
Crazy. I have to keep reminding myself that Tyler is closer to my son's age than any of us. I mean, he reminds us on a regular basis, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's like my kid because when he was a young child, he's my godson. So he, when he was a kid, he stayed with me at the crib and, you know, for the summer for like a couple weeks. And,
Wait a minute. Are we outnumbered here at the firm generationally?
Like about to be.
Because we got a...
Not old folks are holding.
Solid,
we
a
holding
solid
the line.
Intern and... Young analyst pool right now.
Moment,
so at this moment,
we
got two interns.
We have three interns.
Three interns.
And we have two Gen Z analysts. So we have five folks born this century at the firm.
Wow.
And we have, what would that be? Six, maybe, born in the old, in the 1900s.
In the 1900s.
So, but we do have one more intern starting. I don't know if you knew this.
Another, so we're going to be outnumbered or evenly matched.
Evenly matched.
That will make for some interesting conversations and references.
It will.
That only half of us will get.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So 4th of July, you know, always kind of bittersweet for some of us. I love this country, but I also think that we have problems too.
Most definitely.
Think about the time that this actual independence happened. It wasn't a free celebration for everybody. Like, there's some of us that had to go back to work and with shackles on. You know what I mean? But happy birthday to our country, our independence. I know freedom ain't free. Certainly has a cost. And we honor this country on July 4th. I just ruined the holiday for everybody.
But today.
Today we're talking about credit. Not just any credit, perfect credit.
And does that make one financially independent to have perfect credit?
Nah, because it's one aspect of your financial life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Agreed.
You could have really, really good credit and be broke as heck. Like, these two things are not mutually exclusive.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this show is kind of inspired by two different things. One, I'm going through a mortgage refinance right now, and I'm very, very upset at the interest rates that I'm seeing. And it's largely because of where rates are in the market. But I also learned that there's multiple credit scores, even from the same exact agencies. I always thought that you had multiple scores because there's Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. I now know that even Experian might have, just for the same person, 20 different credit scores, which let me know there's a lot about credit that we don't know. And I say we, meaning like me, like meaning like,
say we, because you just saying that just now, that's not something I ever knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's this whole issue of whether or not to include or exclude medical debt, but that wouldn't result in multiple, like more than two.
Yeah, no, they have industry scores. So if you're going for a credit card, it's one score. Because the credit score that I look at mostly is my credit card one, the one in my app, even though I know I can go to annualcreditreport.com to get my full credit report. I just look at the numbers and I look at it rather frequently. And I got into an argument with my mortgage broker because I'm like, look, here goes my credit. I look at it every day. Why are you saying that it's a different number than what I'm seeing? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, because that's your credit card credit score. There's also your mortgage credit score. There's an auto loan credit score.
This is news to me.
A personal loan credit score. I'm like, nah.
This is news to me.
And then you do the research and you're like, yo.
Who's your mortgage broker?
Buddy was telling the truth. So that's one inspiration. The other is I read an article about this guy who like had this quest for getting a perfect 850 on his credit report. And he was at like 840 and it was like messing with him. He wanted those extra 10 points. And so we'll, you know, try to give you some of the game that it might take to get there. Just know that it's very complex. And even this guy who was actually a software engineer, like he was trying to reverse engineer the system because these credit reporting agencies, they're all different and their model is proprietary. And so we truly don't 100% know what lands in your credit score, but we're going to talk about it, how to get it as good as possible, if not perfect.
There was rumored to be a quiz.
And there will be a quiz.
That I'm going to take live.
When you least expect
it's
it.
Interesting that I'm always taking live quizzes, but fine.
But as always, we start with statistics.
Yes.
72% of Americans know their credit score.
That means, do you know yours? Well you
I
do now.
Thought I did.
Thought you did.
I thought I did.
You have an awareness, a heightened awareness right now because of the refinance.
Yeah, I mean, 28% of folks don't know it. When you look at young folks in the age range of 18 to 24, only 54% of them know their credit score.
I'm surprised that many of them know it.
Yeah. We have an intern who's also named Tyler. And I was like, Tyler, do you think you got good credit? He's like, I think so. Like, I haven't done anything wrong yet. I'm like, oh, bro, you have no idea.
Yeah. I promise you, neither of my children know.
Yeah. Have you added your kids to your credit card?
I've added them to one.
Okay. So like, they probably have some decent credit then.
Yeah.
As long as yours is good.
Yep.
Good enough.
Yep.
2/3 of Americans say that it's important that their partner has a good credit score. Mm-hmm. There's even a dating app called Neon Money Club.
Wow.
Where only people with credit scores of 675 or higher are allowed to go into the app. And when they first launched this app, they landed 18,000 new users in the first 6 months. That's an interesting way to screen the dating pool.
I love it and hate it.
Yeah.
I love it and hate it.
I am more than my credit score, said by somebody with bad credit.
Exactly.
Listen, if I can't trust you to pay your bills, how can I trust you to be faithful?
I mean, yeah, just responsibility, discipline, awareness.
Yeah.
I love it and hate it.
So we know the classic FICO score goes from 300 to 850. The average credit score in America is 715, which is considered good. And 10 years ago, it was 690. So our credit scores as a people have gotten better over time.
We paid off some debt during the COVID years.
Yes, we did.
We had surplus savings. But then we spent it all on higher priced goods and services.
Yeah.
A few years later.
When we break down that 715 score by ranges, if we look at the folks with bad credit, it's about 28% of the U.S. population that's bad or fair credit. Fair is also just a nice way of saying bad.
Correct.
Which is actually kind of encouraging that most people have good, very good, or exceptional credit.
Fair.
Yeah, what I'd call good. Good starts at 670.
Okay.
I think if you were in the dating pool, Andrea, you would require a 700. Is that safe to say?
Yes. Minimum.
The states with the worst credit scores, all in the South.
Man.
I wonder.
This was funny and sad at the same time.
Mississippi, 680. Louisiana, 690. And Alabama, 692, which implies that if you were in the dating pool, you would not be dating in the South.
It's the fact that they're contiguous states.
Is it that, or is it that their economies were boosted by slave labor, their agricultural economies, and they haven't retooled fully? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
These are areas that are amongst our poorest, places in the country.
Mm-hmm.
States with the best credit scores.
Never would have guessed.
I would not have guessed this either. And I'm trying to figure out how to explain this, but it's Minnesota, 742, Wisconsin, 738, and Vermont, 737. I'm wondering if it's like, all right.
Low cost of living, high incomes.
And not a lot to do. Right. So you go pay your bills.
What you spending money on? I don't know. Wow, you cannot stop laughing.
Come on, bro. You in Wisconsin, bro. Like, what are you spending your money on? What else do you have to do besides pay your bills?
Packers tickets. I don't know.
Yeah. Other stats that I found interesting. So people with the worst credit have the highest credit usage. I think that kind of makes sense, but it means they're taxed the most. Yeah. I was trying to explain credit to my son. And, my son he's like a wannabe socialist. And I say wannabe because I'm like, you are very much benefiting from this dad capitalism.
Right. Yeah. That you abhor so much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And he's like, why would they punish the poor like that? And I'm like, I can see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also that these companies know that some of y'all are not going to pay the money back. And so they kind of have to charge more to make sure that they end out okay.
Yeah.
Now, I do think companies are going overboard. Like, why is it that you can have great credit and still have a credit card with an interest rate in the 20s, 20% or more?
Right.
Like, but this is how it is. They got to figure out a way to discriminate against people. So we all know the major high points about credit, and we're going to go through these, and then we'll take our little quiz. Matter of fact, I ain't taking the quiz. Andre is taking the quiz. We'll do that
fine.
When we come back.
I'm confident in my rationale, even if my answers are wrong.
So the high points of credit.
35% is about making payments on time.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest component of your credit score. 30% is about balances and utilization. So think of it this way. You have a $10,000 credit limit. If you've charged $6,000, you're at 60% utilization.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bad. Ideally, you want to be at 30% or below.
Yeah.
But together, making payments on time and keeping low balances or low utilization, together, that's 65%. That's two-thirds of your credit score, just those two things right there. Then you've got 15% is length of credit history. So typically, the older you are, the better. Like you have the denominator is bigger. So you have a longer history. 10% is your type of credit or your credit mix. Is it mortgages, student loans, car loans, just general credit card debt. They're all kind of weighted differently. And then another 10% is how often you apply for credit. So you should not do that a lot to keep that number down.
Mm-hmm. That's the traditional lesson on credit.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us know this. And at the same time, our credit score kind of confounds us. Like, well, I'm making all my payments. My utilization ain't crazy. Why am I stuck in the 720s or 740s? Because they're constantly changing it. And like, it's murky. And like, even this idea of credit mix, like they don't give you any advice on what the right mix is. It's almost like too few is like bad and too many is bad, but they don't tell you what's the right amount.
Right.
And which types and how it should be allocated.
Yeah.
So then there's another new calculation method called Vantage. So FICO is kind of the old school, like FICO is actually a company, like and they're a financial information company, and they've got this proprietary way of calculating these scores. Well, in 2006, the big three, which are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, they decided to come together and create some competition in the credit scoring business. And so they got together and came up with a new calculation method called Vantage. And so that's it's like almost 20 years old now, but the weights are a little bit different. So first, they have the biggest weight, 40% to payment history, similar to FICO. Then they have another big weight of 21% to age and type of credit. So they've kind of merged together the credit mix and the credit history into one number. They then go to credit utilization, which is 20%. They also want your balances to be under 30% of your available credit. They then go to total balances, which is similar to credit utilization, but a little bit different. But it gives you a chance to have a bigger credit score by lowering your debt.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, recent behavior. So they look at things like how many new accounts did you open up, but they also have weighting on like how you deal with creditors. Like, for example, are you calling these jokers back when you're in collections? Like, that's part of your Vantage score.
Or are you not in collections because you're paying your bills on time?
Word. So credit is complicated. And to prove this, we're going to quiz Andrea.
I have agreed to this.
Yeah.
Unfair and biased quiz.
Because we're trying to put you on games so you can get to perfect credit scores. Like, I took the quiz, like, in full disclosure, and I was appalled that I did not do that well.
Mm.
I did not obtain a perfect score. And I suspect that you won't either.
So, one thing about me, as a goal setter, that is not my goal.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be perfect. I do want it to be excellent.
Yeah.
But
how'd you do?
I don't need perfection here.
How'd you do in a spelling bee?
I was a good speller.
Yeah.
But not like Scripps National Spelling Bee speller,
okay,
where you got to learn the word of origin and the etymology and using it. Not that.
So there's no Andrea and the Bee movie coming out?
No,
okay,
not at all. But I am a good speller.
Yeah. So I got a funny spelling bee story. I feel horrible about this at the same time. So
I'm here for it.
My sweet daughter, she's like in like this fifth or sixth grade, and she's kicking butt in this regional spelling bee. She's all the way to like the top four or five kids.
Mm.
And she's the only Black girl in the mix.
Mm.
And we're so proud. And then they asked my daughter to spell the word dynamite. And we watch a lot of Good Times in the Crib. I'm raising my kids right, but they asked her to spell dynamite, and she gets up there, and I'm like, no, like, I know what's going to happen next. And she gets up there, dynamite with a O, and I was like, yeah, that's my fault. Like,
it's culturally, come on, though. They gave her that word?
They really did. They really did.
Come on.
And she really spelled it with the O. Big shout to JJ. Yeah.
That's wrong.
And she had spelled words like epididymis. Like, she had already done like really difficult words.
Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Chlorophyll. Like, she really was dropping some good words.
No, epididymis.
You need to get your epididymis checked. Trust me. So don't try to get out of the quiz. You're gonna get your credit test done, your credit quiz. We'll go to break and we'll come back, and I won't ask you about your epididymis or at all. So
I'm Andrea Gray.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the MOMENTUM advisors.
With an O.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Momentum.
Okay, we are back.
B-A-C-K, back.
Are there any words, though, that get you in a chokehold every time, and they're basic words? Like simple words that you really should know, but like you need the spell check to get you right?
It's more so it's like I can figure it out if I see it.
Yeah.
I can't think of any off the top
of my
head.
One word that like I'm finally figuring out in my 40s, where I could type it right the first time, is mm-hmm. restaurant. Restaurant really? Used to mess me up so bad.
Why?
The AU situation, the RANT yeah. part. Like,
no, I literally visualize and I start to phonetically think about the word.
A word that I think shouldn't be spelled this way is 12th.
Yeah.
Like, why is there an elf in there?
Right.
Like, I don't think it should be.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like it should, we
why
should
we
allow.
We couldn't just kept the V. Like, who decided that the F would replace the V?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean so.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
So now the quiz for you.
All right.
Okay. Fine. Now, I will say this. Every aspect of what I'm about to say is material to the answer. There's not a lot of throwaway information. I'll just leave with that.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't get that advice, and it's just why I didn't do so well.
I'm already going to overthink everything.
Okay.
Automatically.
We'll start with Keisha.
Okay.
Okay.
I know her.
Keisha recently missed a car payment on a loan she took out in the past year. Keisha's also struggling, y'all. Keisha has a new credit card that is maxed out. Keisha's at the end of her rope. She's trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, and she's trying to figure out which payment she can avoid without killing her credit. Understanding that both are going to have a negative impact on her mm-hmm. credit,
mm-hmm.
which one will have the least impact on Keisha's credit score? Skipping the auto loan or skipping the credit card?
I feel like skipping the auto loan will have a lesser impact. And I'm basing that on whether it's right or wrong.
Okay.
Are you going to tell me the answer first, or you want to hear my response first?
No, I want to hear
first?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think skipping an auto loan payment will have a lesser impact than the credit card payment.
Why?
Well, you talked about the credit card being new and maxed out.
Okay.
So utilization is high.
Yeah.
And it's newer, so there's less of a history. Mm-hmm. Maybe not her overall history, but it's the fact that it's a new card and it's maxed out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that will have more weight than the auto loan.
Interesting. So you're right. Keisha, I mean, we want Keisha to pay both, but yes, if she can't, she can afford to skip the car payment this 1 month.
Okay.
Why is that? So I started by saying that Keisha has already missed a car payment recently. So when that happened, she took a big hit to her credit at that point. The second month, the hit would be a little bit lower.
Because it, yeah, I kind of forgot.
But if you
that.
Then go to another line of credit, this credit card, and you miss there, that's going to now have
now
a big
two
impact. Two big first time misses.
Okay.
So that is the reason. So that would potentially cause someone to lose 100 points if they skip the credit card payment.
Wow.
Where missing the car payment would only cause you to miss about 25 points.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
So far, you're one for one.
One for one. Makes sense.
Okay. Let's now talk about Susan. Okay.
I was going to break out in song again, but we did that last episode.
Susan has a balance of $475 on her credit card with a $500 limit. Susan also has a $2,000 personal loan with an outstanding balance of $1,200. Both accounts were open about 18 months ago, and the credit report shows one missed payment on the personal loan in the last 18 months.
It's a lot of information. Before a question.
I know.
Okay, but go ahead.
Susan, she's at the end of her rope again. She's struggling, y'all. She's trying to figure out which one she can afford to miss the payment on, the personal loan or the credit card.
And she's missed one on one of these already?
She's missed the payment on the personal loan already.
But the other loan is almost maxed out.
Yeah. Credit card's almost maxed out.
Yeah.
She's at just around 60%, 50-something percent on the utilization on the personal
loan.
Yeah,
I'm 50-50 on this one because you've got the traditional evaluation of the credit score, but now I've got the recency bias with the Vantage calculation coming into play. So I would be inclined to say... Oh, wait. Which one did she miss?
She missed the personal loan already.
She missed the personal loan already. I'm going to say the other loan, the credit card.
She can miss the credit card?
I'm going to say that one has the worst impact.
Okay. So the least impact is from the personal loan.
Yes.
Correct. Same logic as the, same logic
as the other
as the first one.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So that will cause her to drop already. By 22 points versus 71 for that one. You're doing good. You're 2 for 2 so far, my girl.
How many questions?
6.
Okay. Sounds
right.
So fail.
Yes.
So I had to take a professional exam recently.
Yeah.
And literally when I get to the point in these exams where I'm like, I'm tired of thinking.
Yeah.
I start doing if the answer doesn't come to me right away, I start marking the questions.
Yeah.
And when I go back, I'm like, if I really don't have any idea, I start calculating. Like if I get all of these wrong. Because I literally don't know them. What's my score going to be? And is that passing or not?
Yeah. So now we're going to go to James.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you met a new person named James, born recently? I think that name has been.
I met a James who was born in the 2000s.
Really?
Yeah.
It can't just be one James. It's got to be James, plural. Jaming. Never mind. Just James.
One James, no Jameses.
Okay.
Jameses?
So James.
What's the plural of James?
Jameses. Yeah.
Yeah. So James is singular.
But also when LeBron and his family show up, I think they're the Jameses. Like the Jameses are here. Yeah.
They are the Jameses.
Yeah. So James, singular, with an S, which feels plural, but whatever. James took out several loans over the past decade, and he's fallen behind on all the debt except for his personal loan. If James had to miss one payment, which one could he afford to miss between a personal loan, a mortgage, a credit card, and an auto loan?
Well, first of all, You did not say James was at the end of his rope.
James is struggling, y'all.
Okay. Because if we're going to say that for the sisters,
yeah,
we're going to say that for the first brother that shows up. He's at the end of his rope.
The rope has run out on James.
Okay. All right. Let's just acknowledge that.
James has taken out several loans over the last 10 years. He's behind on all of them except the personal loan.
Okay.
So which one can he afford to skip?
So
this
he's
month?
Got
personal loan, auto loan, credit card, and a mortgage.
And we're asking which one, like we have been, which one has the least impact if he misses? I don't know. I feel like the mortgage is really important. So it's not that one.
Okay.
Is he behind on something already?
Everything.
He's behind on everything.
Except the personal loan. Yeah.
So then he's got to pay that.
Okay.
Assuming the rationale for the prior two questions, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be, the first time you're late on something, it's a bigger hit.
In this case, it's a trick question. I mean, the answer was it doesn't matter in this case. Like he's already
he's
on
cooked.
Thin ice. Like James is cooked. It says that people in James' position, like, is all bad. Like, he's already behind on so many different lines that
So if I were giving advice, we're not at that part of the show yet, but if I were giving advice, depending on why he's late on everything, I'd be calling the mortgage lender and asking for forbearance.
There you go.
But they'll pause your payments for a few months. I mean, they'll add it to the back end of the loan, but I'm just saying.
James might get a little break.
He'd get a break and he'd get some relief in paying the mortgage payment at this time.
All right. Well, let's talk about Craig then.
Okay.
Let's talk about Craig. Okay. Craig just came into some money. He hit the number. Let's just say Craig hit the number. Okay. He wants to pay off one debt in full and invest the rest because he's been hanging out with the Momentum Advisors. Mm-hmm. He knows he's going to come up. Craig's got a credit card with an $1,800 balance and a $2,000 limit. Craig has a car loan with a remaining balance of $10,000. And he has a mortgage with a balance of $100,000. Which account should Craig pay off for the biggest boost to his credit score?
Did he say how much money he has? It doesn't say.
Yeah, he's going to pay off one and he's going to invest the rest. That's what he's decided.
I'm going to assume the credit card has the highest interest rate. I'm going to say, I've already forgot what he had.
Mortgage, he's got a credit card.
He
has an auto loan and he has a mortgage.
Credit card.
Okay, you pay off the credit card. Do you close the account or leave it open?
You leave it open. Closing the account will lower your score.
You are right. Paying off the credit card has the biggest impact because it lowers the utilization rate.
Yes.
You don't
pay
close the credit
off,
card.
But don't close them.
But one thing I learned from this example, which I did not know, when you pay off an auto loan,
it closes the
file.
Yes.
And it reduces your history.
Yeah.
Which could push your rate lower.
Right. So if you think about it, closing a loan effectively is raising your utilization.
Word.
If you have a certain amount of credit available to you, but you've only utilized part of it, and then all of a sudden that is gone away from the denominator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
then
you're right.
That's what happens.
The game is messed up. Like, so how
but
do
I
you
never think about that in the case of a car loan. I always think about it in terms of like revolving credit, but I never thought about it in the case of
what
a
else
loan.
Are you gonna do?
Like,
you have to pay the car off eventually.
Yeah.
Even if you get a new car with a new loan, now your utilization's high again.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of designed to like put you on a little hamster wheel to not be able to
absolutely
get that perfect score that we're shooting for.
Yep.
Okay. You're doing good.
I am.
So far undefeated in these questions. because of my help.
So I can still pass even if I get these next two wrong.
Yeah.
To my test-taking theory.
Yeah, no.
Which you got distracted, so you didn't hear my strategy, but it's basically like, I'm tired of thinking.
All right, well, we're going in. We're going in now.
All right. I'm going for a perfect quiz score. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use two gender-neutral names for these last ones. So we'll go with Pat.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know I know a couple named Pat? A Patrick and a Patricia?
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when we refer to them first and last name, then it's like, which one?
Yeah.
Seriously. That's interesting. Anyway.
Yeah. If the husband was Patterson, that'd be really interesting.
That would be.
Pat Patterson marrying Patricia, now Patterson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah. Pat.
Don't do that.
Double Pat.
Yeah. Pat opened one credit card and a personal loan within the last 2 years.
Okay.
Pat's got no history of missing any payments.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-mm.
Pat's struggling right now, y'all. Like, Pat's going through it right now a little bit. And he's got to miss one payment. And he's choosing between the personal loan or the credit card.
Mm.
Which one can Pat afford to skip this month?
Open the same amount of time. Never been late. Credit card and personal loan?
He's got a credit card and a personal loan. Yeah.
And the question is, lease impact?
Mm-hmm.
Personal loan, lease impact, credit card, higher impact.
Now, the trick question, it says roughly the same impact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, two in a row, same impact. Like, what are you doing? Okay. All right.
So is that right or wrong? I don't know. I guess I'm wrong.
No, you're good. No, it's still right. It's okay. The same impact. So you pick one or the other.
Okay.
I didn't give you all the above.
Right.
So you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Sticking on this gender neutral theme, we'll go with Jamie for the very last one.
Okay.
Jamie has taken out.
Do you know any Jamies?
I do.
Do they identify as male or female?
Female. Very much so.
Same.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
It's gender neutral, but
I know a Jamie that's a male too. So.
Yeah. I only know a female Jamie.
There's Jamie Foxx, who you know.
Well, then I'm 50-50.
Jamie has taken out numerous loans over the last two decades and never had a late or a missed payment.
Mm. Good for them.
Jamie's credit report shows a usage of 9% of total credit that's available to him or her. And there have been no recent inquiries. Jamie's struggling this month, though.
It don't sound like it, but okay.
Jamie done got to the end of the rope, like.
Real quick.
Real quick.
Like Tyler Perry movie quick.
Yeah. Jamie's got to miss one payment. Should Jamie miss the personal loan, the auto loan, the mortgage, or the credit card?
Is it the same impact?
No.
Which is going to be minimal because they've never missed anything.
In this
mortgage
example, one is worse than the other.
Mortgage is worse. Credit card, auto, personal, and mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn between credit card and a mortgage, but I'm going to say mortgage.
So you're saying that he or she can miss the mortgage?
I'm saying he should not miss the mortgage.
Okay, well, what's the one that he can afford to miss? That's what we're looking for. Between personal loan, mortgage, auto loan, and credit card.
I'm torn what's the least between impact? Auto and personal, but I'm going to say personal.
Okay. Credit card this time.
Is the least?
Least impact.
Interesting.
Missing a payment on the mortgage or the personal loan would have a bigger impact.
Mm-hmm.
Than the monthly payment on the credit card because those payments are assumed to be smaller. The credit card payment's a smaller payment.
Yeah. Huh.
The utilization rate on the credit card in this case is very low. And so that's going to have the least impact, but it's not a big difference. 83 points for missing the credit card, 111 points for missing the personal loan or the mortgage. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So you got a passing score, 5 out of 6. You did better than your boy. I got a 3 out of 6.
Mm-hmm.
The average person who took this test got like 2.5 out of 6. So you're doing good.
You get half a point.
I mean, the average. It's average.
I know.
Okay.
Got it.
So you're doing good. And you're also illustrating a point. Like, this stuff ain't black and white.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's tricky. Like, sometimes you are at the end of your rope. Like, sometimes you really have to make some tough decisions.
Yeah. I mean, the key, though, and what I use as the basis for my responses, my answers, if I wasn't sure, is just knowing the makeup, the components.
Yeah.
And basing it on that. Yeah. And learning from, sometimes you learn when you take quizzes or when you're doing exams, sometimes you learn an answer by working through some prior questions.
That's a fact.
It's just how it is.
That's a fact. So we should go to break. When we come back, why don't we give some more advice on how to get to that perfect credit score?
If you want. I'm Andrea Gray.
I'm Alan Boomer.
We are the Momentum Advisors. It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Momentum.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect your credit score is higher than mine now. It is.
Because of the inquiry? Because you're refinancing?
No, because you just answered all those questions and I did worse than you. Yeah, you know what's funny about credit with
me? You can know about paying, but you got to actually pay.
I want to get to the point where my credit doesn't matter that much. Like,
yeah.
I hope it'll be a good not matter. Like, meaning I just want to pay some stuff off. Like, I look forward to the day where my mortgage is paid off. It's not right now.
Yep.
I just don't want it to matter as much. Like, I've spent a lot of time worrying about my credit, and I think there's a bunch of people that don't think about it.
There's a bunch of people that don't think about it who should, and there are a bunch of people who think about it more than it matters. Like, this gentleman, I don't know his motivation other than it sounds like the reverse engineering trying to figure out the system.
Yeah.
It's just a goal for him, but
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I don't
to me to have a perfect credit score.
Yeah, I don't suspect there's a big difference between being at 790 and 840 or 850.
Right.
Yeah. But hey, there's somebody out there that wants the extra credit and they already have a 4.0.
I'm here for the adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow my daughter graduated with a 4.3 GPA. Like, I didn't even know they made those.
Waited for different classes.
Yeah.
Honors classes, get extra points, AP classes. Yeah.
Yep.
It can happen.
So.
Congratulations to her, by the way.
Yeah. God bless her. Mm-hmm. God bless her. We'll talk about some things that have changed in the credit world, which you want to be mindful of. So first, buy now, pay later is now fair game for Fair Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
So they're now, starting this month, FICO is incorporating those buy now, pay later loans.
I mean, it's kind of fair. You're essentially borrowing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're those fees for doing that are embedded in the cost of the product. So,
yeah. My guess is they didn't do it in the past because maybe they thought it was going to be a blip. It turned out to be a big business. Buy now, pay later is estimated to be over $108 billion in loans.
Wow.
And these are loans, for those who are not familiar, these are short-term plans where you're buying whatever, a Gucci belt, a computers, some expensive slippers, and you can break the payments into installments over four installments over 6 weeks or some other sort of arrangement, but it's a way of getting access to credit. And what's interesting is that they used to not be on the credit reports, and it was kind of a shadow way of borrowing, and it kind of hid, like it kind of obscured the truth. So someone might have had, you know, really good credit, but maybe they were doing horribly on the buy now, pay later side.
Yeah.
Or maybe they had a rack of debt on that side that's not factored into their utilization rate. So I think it's probably making it a bit more accurate. They did run a test and they did find that, you know, folks on average who added five or more loans from Affirm, which is one of the big buy now, pay later folks, they generally can't, like, kept their credit scores the same. In some cases, it actually went up. The warning they're giving is if you miss one of these things, it could actually probably really hurt you. And that's one thing that I think is unfair about credit. Like, there's so many things that can only hurt you, but they don't help you. I'll give you some examples. Like, there are folks that are trying to put your eviction on a credit report, but it won't show up if you paid your rent on time. I have a business credit card and a business Amex, and I always pay that on time. I mean, I always pay all my credit cards on time, but I definitely pay that one on time. And that one, because I'm using it for business, I'm doing a lot more large transactions.
Sure.
That's not on my credit at all.
Right.
I'm like, there's some months for the business I'm, you know, like tens of thousands of dollars I'm paying off in a month. Zero impact. Other things, you know, like, again, they only want to run and tell bad news typically. No one's running to tell anything good. And this could be one of those things as well.
Yeah.
Other news that we've got to be concerned about. Student loan borrowers. Trump is coming for y'all a little bit. And what's funny, like, the pendulum has swung, because a year or two ago, we were talking about student loan forgiveness.
Yes.
Then the pandemic, like, you know, folks had their student loans on hold. And now Trump is like, look, not only are those payments going to need to resume, which they have, but the Department of Education is now reporting those delinquent payments to the credit bureaus. And 43% of student loan borrowers who had been on pause, they're behind. They haven't resumed making their payments. Over 9 million people are expected to be impacted by that.
I wonder which Department of Education employees are charged with doing that.
The ones that are still
there. Or were those roles reassigned when people's jobs were terminated?
But listen to this number. It is estimated that a person with a 760 credit score could wake up and their score could be lower by 171 points off of this student loan situation.
That is unnecessarily egregious and ridiculous.
There's a woman I read about. Her score dropped from 720 to 620. And, like, she was in the process of buying a house. The mortgage payment jumped by like $400 or $500, like right as she was about to close, for something that, you know, like, wasn't an issue 30 days prior. So this is coming for y'all.
And yet the person who was pushing for these changes has filed for bankruptcy several times.
Lord.
I'm just saying.
That part. Other issues that will affect your perfect credit. A lot of people use credit cards because of the perks, but the perks ain't percolating necessarily.
The perks ain't perking.
A lot of credit card companies are raising their fees. JP Morgan just announced that they're raising their annual fee on their Sapphire Reserve card by 45%.
Wait. Raising what?
Their fee, their annual fee.
By 45%?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Amex, their platinum card.
Yeah.
They're going to raise their platinum fee, which is currently $695. It might be $1,000 soon.
Dang.
And at the same time,
I was just about to upgrade.
At the same time, so let's talk about these perks. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that there's $40 billion of rewards that are outstanding and $33 billion have gone unclaimed. And a lot of these end up expiring.
Yeah.
a lot of people get these credit cards because they want the points and they're trying to game the system and run their credit score up, and they're not even benefiting from these perks.
Right.
Additionally, they're adding more fine print. For example, Chase just announced a $500 hotel credit, but you've got to use it in the first 6 months. Like, you don't use, like, what if you want to plan something for, you know, your birthday in February?
It's like the airline travel cards or travel rewards. It's like you'll get 30,000 points and you can use on certain trips with no blackout dates, but it's always something.
Yeah. And now let's talk about your kids for a minute. This I was really inspired by.
Are we going to talk about my kids?
Not just your kids.
I know, I'm just
fine. All the kids. I was inspired by a number of parents who've gotten their 18 to 22-year-olds to walk into adulthood with credit scores in the 700-plus range.
Like, now, that would be a goal. That's a great goal.
Yeah. And they didn't do it by a lot of times on TikTok. They're like, yeah, get an LLC and get a line of credit.
All these complicated
trade
things.
Trade lines and all. Like, it's fairly simple. I mean, for one, you've got to have some good credit yourself. Mm-hmm. But for two, you just add your kid as an authorized user.
Yes.
It is estimated that there's almost 700,000 young adults between age 22 and 24 who've been added to their parents' or some adult's credit card.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you some of the outcomes. You got Kelly Jackson. She's a massage therapist in St. Augustine, Florida. She not only started savings accounts for her kids when they were babies, but she also added two of them to her credit card account. When her daughter turned 17, she got her own credit card. And within a year, her credit score was 700. Now she's 22. She's got a card with her own name. $1,000 limit on that credit card. Car loan at 7%. And if she had bad credit, she'd be paying 14%.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a big difference.
That's double. I won't call it generational wealth, but you're certainly helping your kid to get off to a good start.
Oh, that's right.
Can we talk about Amy Tanner?
Sure.
And her son, Lewis, who was an 18-year-old. And she added her kid when he was 18 so that he could buy stuff on campus. And it was just her way of giving him access to money. My man, at age 23, had an 806 credit score.
That seems so random.
806?
806.
I ain't mad at that.
I'm not mad at it. It just does seem like a random number.
Yeah. That's a great gift to give your college grad.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is in a way generational wealth.
Yeah, I think so. So finally, we'll talk about this guy with the perfect credit score goal. He's an engineer. My man did this for 5 years. Like, he was for 5 years between 800 and 840. And he was just trying to game the system to figure out how to get to that perfect score. So first, he closed some cards. He adjusted his balances. He paid some cards off completely. He timed his payments in mid parts of the month and all sorts of things. He got all the way to 848. The app said, well, if you were to pay off some of these balances, then it would go higher. That didn't work. So then he started, you know, paying the different balances different times of the month. That didn't work. And it wasn't until he got his credit utilization somewhere between 0.5% and 1.5%. Because when he brought it to zero, it didn't help. So that's the real, like they say 30% utilization is the goal, but he got it between 0.5 and 1.5.
That's crazy.
And he got that message that said, congratulations, you have the highest FICO score possible. That's kind of like beating Mike Tyson in Tyson's Punch Out back in the day. Did you ever just play that game?
No.
What about Super Mario Brothers? Did you ever get to the last?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get to the last.
Yeah.
But I understand it.
There was one part of Super Mario Brothers where you're battling the sun. Yeah. That's kind of like this week, battling the sun is so daggone hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got to the 850 score. And he was disappointed. He was like, there's very little impact on his financial life. It wasn't worth it. Like, I'm sure you got bragging rights for 5 minutes, but that's it.
Yeah.
Experts advise using 1% of your available credit for optimal scoring, but we also emphasize that pursuing a perfect score may not be worth the effort and can also lead to financial risks. Like, for example, right? I have a client couple who had this goal of paying off all their debt, being debt-free, but they were way under saving for retirement. Mm. They weren't thinking about the fact that a lot of times your credit card debt's going to die with you. Mm-hmm. Your student loans will die with you, God forbid, if you're gone. But that retirement, like, that is one of those things you can't get a loan for. So
you just gave me a new way to frame saving for retirement.
Yeah.
We could do it similar to these quiz questions. Which one will have the least impact if you miss it? Or the most impact if you miss it.
Yeah.
If you don't fund your retirement, but you are debt free, you may not reach your goal of whatever the goal is.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think about that?
That's it. I mean, we got to be juggling multiple goals.
Yeah.
To be financially successful.
All the treadmills. We did that one too.
Having good credit is one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But having some savings, having some investments, having some insurance, like, it's all the things
right
that we got to be worried about.
Like, in reality, I teased the spelling bee champion, but the champion gets some serious funding for college education. So yeah. that is worth going for.
I would love to be in a dating pool talking about I won the spelling bee.
No, you wouldn't.
So we had some fun today. We talked about the perfect credit score. We hope that you walk away with a little more understanding on how to get your credit score to be a little bit higher and how you also can help your children walk into an adult life with really good credit. We think it's worth it.
Yeah, check it out. Maybe it's something to do this summer when things might be a little slower.
Absolutely. So keep listening.
I'm Andrea Gray.
I'm Alan Boomer.
We are the Momentum Advisors.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.